माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी पीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Jaya Radha Rasa Bihari Radha Rasa Bihari Radhe Jaya Sita Ram Lakshmana Hanuman Sita Ram Lakshmana Hanuman Jaya Goranitai 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 Jaya Goranitai Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada
Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Stotra Shatashishi Madhish Divine Grace Abhai Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jayom Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Stotra Shatashishi Madhish Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Shila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Premchakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana ki All glories to assembled devotees. 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 All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 14, Text 21. Na sadhayati mam yogo Na sankhyam dharma uddhava Na svadhyayastapastyago Yatha bhaktir mamorjita Na sadhayati mam yogo Na sankhyam dharma uddhava Na svadhyayastapastyago Yatha bhaktir mamorjita Na sadhayati mam yogo न सांख्यम धर्म उद्धव न स्वाध्यायस्तपस्त्यागो यथा भक्तिर्ममोर्जिता। न साधयति मां योगो तपस्त्यागो स्वाध्यायस्तपस्त्यागो यथा भक्तिर्ममोर्जिता। न साधयति मां योगो न सांख्यं धर्म उद्धव न स्वाध्यायस्तपस्त्यागो यथा भक्तिर्ममोर्जिता। माताजीस न साधयति मां योगो न सांख्यं धर्म उद्धव न स्वाध्यायस्तपस्त्यागो यथा भक्तिर्ममोर्जिता। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। न नॉट साधयति ब्रिंग्स अंडर कंट्रोल माम मे योगः द योग सिस्टम। न नॉर सांख्यम द सिस्टम ऑफ सांख्य फिलोसफी। धर्मः पायस एक्टिविटीज विद इन द वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम। उद्धव माय डियर उद्धव। न नॉट स्वाध्याय वेदिक स्टडी। तपः ऑस्टेरिटी। त्यागः रिनन्सिएशन। यथा एज भक्तिः डिवोशनल सर्विस। मम अंटु मी ऊर्जिता strongly developed. Translation purport. Translation. My dear Uddhava, the unalloyed devotional service rendered to me by my devotees brings me under their control. I cannot be thus controlled by those engaged in mystic yoga, Sankhya philosophy, pious work, Vedic study, austerity or renunciation. One may make Krishna the goal of mystic yoga, Sankhya philosophy, etc. Yet such activities do not please the Lord as much as direct loving service, which one practices by hearing and chanting about the Lord and executing His mission. Srila Rupa Goswami states, Jnana karmadi anavritam. A devotee should simply depend on Krishna and should not unnecessarily complicate his loving service with tendencies towards fruitive work or mental speculation. The residents of Vrindavan simply depend on Lord Krishna. When the great serpent Akasura appeared in the presence of Raja, the cowherd boys, completely confident in their friendship with Lord Krishna, fearlessly marched into the serpent's gigantic mouth. Such pure love for Krishna brings the Lord under the control of devotees. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च। श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गोरद्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो बिफोर वी स्टार्ट आई लाइक टू बेग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ महाराज एंड ऑल ऑफ यू सो दैट वी कैन डिस्कस दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम। स्पेसिफिकली टुडे इज वेरी स्पेशल डे, दैट इज द फर्स्ट डे ऑफ फोर्थ मंथ ऑफ चतुर्मास्य, दैट इज कार्तिक। For next 1 month, we'll be celebrating the Lord's very special pastimes performed in this month. So as we see here in this sloka, this the na sadhayati mam yogo na sankhyam dharma uddhava na svadhyayas tapastyago yatha bhaktir mama urjita. So this is a very famous sloka. Prabhupada also would quote many times, and many acharyas, they quote this verse many places. So here Krishna himself is telling to Uddhava that what is that which can bring me under control, which can conquer me, which can make me very greatly attracted to. So Krishna is telling here, and specifically this whole section where it's called as Uddhava Gita, generally we find that Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gonitai Ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. We find that somebody who is about to depart, his words are taken very seriously when he makes a will. That is, the last words are considered by him, and then they are considered very important. So here also, just about to depart, Krishna is telling this Uddhava Gita. And here Krishna is very clearly telling how one can achieve him. And he is very emphatically telling that these are the things which cannot reach me. Na sadhayati, na yogo, na sankhyam. That just study of the literature, the philosophy, pious activities, following the varnashrama system, these are not the things which can make Krishna attracted. And then he says, yatha bhaktir mama urjita, that only one thing which attracts Krishna, and that is bhakti. Because Krishna is the source of all opulences. Any opulence you show to Krishna, that is not at all very attractive to Krishna. Krishna is the source of all knowledge. How much knowledge you can show? Krishna is the source of all wealth. How much offering of wealth you can do? So nothing of this world, which is already offered to us by Krishna, can really bring that attraction in the heart of Krishna. But then he is telling to Uddhava that only bhakti, only the devotional service which catches the attraction of Krishna, and then that bhakti is so powerful, not only it attracts Krishna, Krishna Akarshani, as Rupa Goswami says in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that it not only attracts Krishna, he says that it conquers. So here he says that the unalloyed devotional service rendered to me by my devotees brings me under their control. So Krishna becomes like puppet in the hands of his devotees, those who are having unalloyed love for him. And specifically that is what we, if we compare the understanding of God outside people, they feel that God means very great, God means somebody who gives punishment, awards according to our karma, God means one who has created this whole universe. And that is very true, but then that is just a small fraction of the glory of God. So God is great, no doubt, but more than great, Lord's sweetness is all encompassing. That sweetness conquers, and that sweet pastimes of Lord are there in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically in Vrindavan. When the Lord appears in Vrindavan, that whole pastimes which he performs in that 10-11 years, they are so attractive, not only to the common people and devotees, they are very attractive even to Krishna himself. We see that when Krishna appears, he appears like a small child, and then he is doing, like now the same pastimes are going on, that how he is playing in the mud of Vrindavan, which is cow dung and cow urine, and he's catching the tail of a cow or calf and then playing like that, like an ordinary boy. But then that brings so much of joy to the heart of devotees. And we see also that Krishna acts like a common boy to the extent eating dirt also. You find in the world that normally everybody, when he is small, he eats dirt. And then there is so much of trouble one has to go through. But then Krishna, when he takes the dirt, acharyas, they give different reasons. Because when Krishna ate dirt, even the Balaramji, who never used to complain about Krishna, he also was there to complain about Krishna that day. So Krishna was really in trouble, because nobody was there supporting him. All the gopas also, they were telling that he too ate the dirt. So then acharyas, they describe that why Krishna ate dirt. They say that Because he had come here, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. But then, he is so attracted to the Vrindavan love that sometimes he practically immersed himself and others in that sweet pastimes of Vrindavan. So the earth who has gone to call Lord Vishnu for help, that earth was waiting that when Krishna is starting his paritranaya sadhunam, to that's going on, vinashaya duskritam, when it will happen. So to give assurance to that mother earth that I am remembering your condition and my promise, so he took little dirt. So Acharya described that Krishna was doing little just to start, that I remember and I'll do it in future. So that also gives us an understanding that whatever big task it may be, it always starts with small step. Many times in our case also, we feel that I'll study very nicely, I'll read Bhagavatam 4 hours, and I'll chant extra rounds for another 2 hours, and things like that. But then that 4 hours never comes, because that is not possible. It doesn't happen like that. But then we can see here that whatever time we have to serve Krishna, absorb in Krishna consciousness, we should take it, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So here Krishna assured Mother Earth that I'll take care. Other acharyas, they say that generally the earth, when somebody eats, like we see Mother Yashoda was very much disturbed, because if somebody takes raw earth like that is not good for health. That is considered almost like a poison. It may disturb the health of a child. Even when small Nimai, when he also had taken dirt, Mother Shachi was very much in distress. So we see that is very not so good to the health. That is like poison only. So Krishna was kind of trying to counteract the poison which he took few days back only through Putana. So one acharya, he says that because he had taken one poison, he wanted to nullify. So he was taking another poison, so that poison, Putana's poison, will be nullified by taking dirt. So various acharyas, they give their commentaries on these pastimes. And what happened in this, specifically this pastime of eating dirt, then the complaint went to Yashoda, and then Yashoda opened the mouth, and there she saw that the huge galaxies and planets and whole universe was there in the small mouth of Krishna. So it is not that Krishna has expanded, Krishna was that much only. But then in that he found the whole universe. So that is very amazing, that Krishna can be as small boy and still containing the whole universe. That doesn't fit the scientific calculation. So when she saw that, immediately she came out of her normal mood. She started feeling that, oh, this is a great personality, maybe he's God. And then she started cursing herself that, no, such an ignorant lady I am. I am thinking that I am this body, and this is my son, and this is my possessions. So she started thinking like that. So when Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda has come in Aishwarya mood, Krishna became very fearful, because that is what Krishna will never want that to happen. So immediately he smiled, and then the whole Aishwarya bhava was vanquished. And then again Mother Yashoda took the small child. So we see that was the first time in the whole pastime Krishna showed his Aishwarya. So when Krishna showed his Aishwarya, he wanted that this Aishwarya should not come in further pastimes. It should not become a hindrance. Because just imagine if Yashoda Mata is feeding a small baby Krishna, giving her milk, and then suddenly she remembers that this is the same boy who is having all Vishwarup. So immediately she will go in some different thoughts rather than just simply loving Krishna. So Krishna wanted to clarify that Aishwarya bhav completely, so that it never comes again to disturb his sweet pastimes. And that's why we find sometimes that if you want to do something very emphatically, we go a little out of way and make sure that that doesn't happen. And that's why we find Krishna had this very special leela, that is Ukhal Bandhan leela. How Mother Yashoda bound Krishna to the mortar. So Krishna wanted to give assurance to Mother Yashoda that forget, I am not God. So even if some thought comes in her mind in future, she will not entertain that thought after this leela of Damodar. For sure Krishna is my son. And so we see that this pastime which Krishna performs here, in one of the place the acharyas, they say that when we say Yashoda, Yashoda means one who gives Yasha. Yasha Da. Da means one who gives. Like we say Dan. So Yashoda means one who gives Yasha, the glory. So in this case, the pastime, many times devotees may feel that Krishna is giving credit to Mother Yashoda, that he is getting bound by her, and that is true. But then Mother Yashoda is giving a credit to Krishna in this pastime, that Krishna is so great that he is bound by the love of his devotees. So that credit of Krishna, that credit to Krishna's glory can only be given by devotees like Mother Yashoda only. Because Krishna's glories are that he is very great. He is the source of everything. He is maintainer of everything. He controls everything. But then the real glory Mother Yashoda gives to Krishna, and that is by binding him, so that the whole world can know that Krishna can be conquered. Unlimited Lord can be conquered if we have love for Krishna. So that love, supremacy of that bhakti, supremacy of that love is shown in this pastime. And that's why we see that generally we have festivals, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, and Gaur Purnima, like that. And these festivals are for one day only. But then here we find Krishna's getting bound, that we celebrate for one full month. So we see that this pastime is so important. So today, being the Sharad Purnima, today is the day when the gopis left everything, everyone, and they had gone to satisfy Krishna in the midst, at the dead of the night, in the forest. So that also, so we see that the 10th canto specifically, we find the Vatsalya Bhav and this Madhurya Bhav that is very much seen specifically in Vrindavan pastimes. Because this, the love for Krishna which has a capacity to conquer him, that is very sweet and that is very attractive to any common person, even the devotees who are very advanced, and in between anybody. So that pastimes of where Krishna is not showing his power, but Krishna is showing his dependency on devotees. And we can see that practically every now and then there is a, so many times it happens that in Ramandreti and many other places, Krishna and all cowherd boys, they have fight. And whenever the fight is there, they have groups, Balaramji's group, Krishna's group, and they play varieties of things. And many times there is a kushti, wrestling. And then all the gopas, they wrestle. Krishna also is one. And generally Krishna will wrestle with Sridhama. So they have, and guess who wins? Sridhama wins every time. So, and then Krishna has to take the punishment or put him on his shoulder, go around. So that is the normal thing. And the Sridhama is convinced that Krishna is not so great. He's like, it's growing. Good. Very nice. So that is how Sridhama thinks. So sometimes Krishna becomes very upset. Then he starts telling sometimes his glories also. Krishna tells that, don't think like this. Who killed Putana? Who killed Trunavarta? Who lifted Govardhan Hill? So, after hearing this also, doesn't shake the understanding of Sridhama. Sridhama starts laughing. He says that, what do you think? You killed Putana? He says, Putana was killed by the prayers of your mother, not by you. And he says, you think that Govardhan was lifted by you? He said that don't be in such misunderstanding, because that Govardhan, we made so many offerings to Govardhan, Govardhan was so pleased. You didn't see that time? Govardhan made himself float. You just went there and stood. And we also were there to help you. So don't think that this all things you did. And then he started laughing and he started telling others, come, what? See, Krishna is telling this. And everybody had a good laugh, telling that Krishna is telling that he lifted Govardhan. So it is like, for them it is joke only if Krishna says that I am great. When Krishna and all the gopas, they had gone for killing Kamsa, and then Krishna very dramatically kills Chanura, Mustika, and then he brings Krishna, Kamsa also, and kills him. So all these cowherd boys, they were also seeing from there, they were also happy. But then Sridhama, he said, no, it's not possible for you to kill all these things. You know, looks that you are not my Krishna. He said, you know, something else is there. And then he challenged there only, let's have a fight. And then after killing Kamsa, they had another fight, Krishna and Chidama. And who win? Chidama only. So we see that Krishna shows his pastimes not of Aishwarya, that he is great, he is the supreme controller, but he shows his dependency on devotees. So these pastimes specifically are very attractive, and they gives us an understanding of the glory of bhakti, as this shloka also says, that how the bhakti is supremely powerful. And then specifically when we are talking about today's specific, you know, day, when at the night time when Krishna played his flute, and Krishna's flute is irresistible, because even the Brahma Samhita in the last, he says, na, Vamshi Priya Sakhi, that in Vrindavan, Vamshi is like a, always in the background. The sound of Krishna's flute, that is attracting the minds of everybody. And it attracts the mind of everybody in different ways. Specifically to the gopis, the Bhagavatam describes that specifically today's night, when it is a very full moon lit night, so Bhagavatam describes that the way the husband comes in the home to give the delight to the chaste lady, similarly that moon has appeared in the horizon with full brightness to give the great happiness to those who are seeing it. So seeing the scene of this night, Krishna wanted to perform this very special pastime. And this pastime is special not because it is a kind of outside world. That's why Prabhupada always was very careful, because outside many times people, they have saptahas of this Ras Panchadhyay, and then they speak to attract the crowd, because crowd is very happy to hear such kind of pastimes. But then for devotees, we understand that this pastime of Ras Leela, that is the highest, you know, level of renunciation of gopis. This pastime of Ras Leela puts the gopis on the highest pedestal. It brings the devotees to the topmost level of offering their love for Krishna. And that's why we hear this. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhor Matamidam Tatradarana Paraha. So here the things described, that we worship Krishna not with Sudarshan Chakra, not with other paraphernalia. We worship Krishna. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanaya. Vrajesha is Nanda Maharaj and his son. So we worship Krishna as son of Nanda Maharaj, Vrindavan Krishna. Taddhama Vrindavanam. And the most worshipable for us is the Dham Vrindavan, where he performed his sweet pastimes. Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Ya Kalpita. That the highest form of worship, there are so many devotees, so many Mahajanas, so many great devotees in so many scriptures described. Amongst all these devotees, Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Ya Kalpita. The mode of worship of gopis in terms of giving themselves fully for Krishna's pleasure without any selfish desire, that is considered the highest. And Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam, that amongst all the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam is considered basis, Pramana. And who is telling this? Not some few people. He says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam. That this is what the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself is very strict sannyasi, following all the rules very strictly. But such strict sannyasi is giving the gopis, who may be considered by outside people that they did wrong thing by going to Krishna at the dead of their night, leaving their husband, leaving their children, leaving their household duties, and then they rush towards. So this whole pastime of gopis giving up everything for Krishna's pleasure, that is completely different than some sense gratification incidences in this world. Because here we find that the gopis' love was so pure, gopis' love was so selfless. So that selfless love is celebration today's. Because we find that the pastime is there where Narad Muni came to gopis telling that Krishna has a headache. And then the gopis, without even second thought, they started scraping their lotus feet and giving the dust. So when Narad Muni, he said that, what are you doing? This is such a offense. This dust will go in the head of Krishna. So they said, no problem. We know what will happen. What will happen? We have to go to hell. No problem. Then they said that even if our going to hell eternally relieves Krishna's headache even for one moment, we are ready to do that. So this kind of selfless attitude of gopis, that's what attracts Krishna. And that's why we find that he becomes play toy in the hands of such gopis. These are the gopis, when they tell Krishna, okay, here is half of Rasagulla. If you dance, we'll give you. So for that half Rasagulla, Krishna dances. Krishna makes dance the whole world, but then for half Rasgulla, Krishna can dance. Not for Rasgulla, because that is given with love by his dear devotees, that is gopis. So this pastime which today happened of Rasa Leela, we find that many times people, they have wrong notions. Many times people feel that why Krishna is behaving immorally. But then here we understand that that time Krishna's age was 7. So 7 means it's like a second standard by current. So that is not the time for having a romance. 7 years. So Krishna was 7 years and gopis maybe 6 years or 5 years. So that is not the time. Another thing we find, as Shukadeva Goswami he says, that anything which comes in contact with Krishna becomes purified. All the anarthas are vanquished by simple touch with Krishna. So how can Krishna be under such anarthas? So that shows that this is not the activity done under some material anarthas. And we find also that these gopis were not ordinary. They were not like ordinary boy and girl in going to the college. These gopis, they were great sages from previous lives who had a great desire to serve Krishna in that way. So these were all the great rishis staying in Chitrakut when Ram, Sita, they were going. And these rishis were so happy, attracted to see Lord Ram, and specifically they were feeling they felt that Sita is so fortunate that, you know, she is able to serve Lord Ram in this way. So they also wanted to serve like that. So Krishna said, okay, no problem. Ram said that this is not possible in this life. But then in future, whenever I come as Krishna, then that is possible. And there were Munichari gopis, there were the Vedas personified, there are so many different varieties of great personalities had appeared to have that Rasleela. So that was not like some mundane party which is based on lust and greed. So this, the festival which we see, that is not mundane. And that's why Shukadeva Goswami says that if somebody hears this pastimes about Krishna with gopis, with proper faith from authorized person, effect is his lust will go away. So that is the effect. So if a pastime can eradicate lust, how it can have lust in itself? So when we understand these pastimes, and that's how we see that Prabhupada emphasizes so much on understanding the tattva of Krishna. Because to the degree we understand, that will not be bewildered by such kind of wrong propaganda. So when we are seeing Krishna tattvataha, when we understand Krishna tattva, we understand bhakti tattva, then we will not be misled. So when we are seeing this special pastime which happened today of this Rasa Leela, that shows the highest degree of the gopis when they are having love for Krishna. When the gopis, they go there, Krishna very jokingly he started speaking to them. When all the gopis, leaving aside everything, they came. Some gopis, they were milking the cows, they left as it is. Some were serving their husband, they just dropped it, they just ran. Some were feeding the milk to their own kids, they just kept the and just ran. Some were making some ornamentation, and so in between only they left. You can imagine, they had put one kajal, but they didn't think that I should put in second because call was so urgent. So such was the eagerness of gopis that nothing of this world can stop. So we can just fold our palms and pray to such high class eagerness, and to ourselves we are praying the whole month to have some drop of that qualities which gopis have, so that we can become their servant. So this quality will come. I still remember, I think our Kamalochan Prabhu was giving class. Somebody asked that, Prabhuji, we don't get time for our sadhana and the... He said, why? He said, every day job is there and so much taxing is there. So then he was telling that, Bhagavatam class, reading not happening, you want to do reading, then you take off from the job for 2 days and then read Bhagavatam. So he was looking at, you know, Prabhuji. So then Prabhuji was telling, don't you take off when you are sick? He said, yeah, when I'm sick, I'm take off. Then what is the problem with Krishna consciousness? So whenever it comes to Krishna consciousness, to the degree we give it first priority, to that degree we'll be able to mold all the other things in proper way so that we can do it. Otherwise we can always keep giving justification that not possible, because that justification is enough time given by karmis, those who are, that they have no time. But then when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, there also we can land up in the same scenario of giving justification that no time. No time for whom? No time for Krishna. So when we are have now come in Krishna consciousness, we are getting such an opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness under authorized guidance of Krishna. Krishna is very powerful representative. Then we make that priority, as gopis made that priority. And specifically, this pastime of Ukhal Bandhan that proceeds to Nalakuver and Manigriva, who were there as trees, they were delivered. So that also is very instructive. How it is instructive? Because these two personalities, they practically, they had no qualification. They were not supposed to be in Vrindavan, because they had gone to Ganga, Mandakini Ganga, not for bathing as a Tirtha Kshetra or something. They had gone for their picnic. And then they were doing their all, the low class thing which was not befitting to a devata. And when Narada Muni came there, Narada Muni was very angry. And then the Bhagavatam describes that with great compassion he cursed them. So you can see that devotees can become angry with great compassion. And then the curse was that they appear as trees. And then when Narad Muni, they begged that, please do something for our rescue. Then he said, don't worry, Krishna will come and deliver you. So when Krishna was bound by this mortar, he was looking at these trees, and then he turned towards these trees. He was going somewhere else. But remembering that Narad Muni had said that this tree has to be delivered, so the Narad Muni's words were guiding Krishna's activities. Although Krishna is not bound by anything of this world. But then Narad Muni's words, because they are spoken with so much love, they can direct the director of the universe also. So Krishna can never put the word of his devotee down. It has to come true. So we can see that the controller of the whole universe is controlled by the words coming out of the mouth of devotees. So that much importance Krishna gives to the words of devotees. So how much more importance we are supposed to give? The words coming out of great personalities who have given everything in serving Krishna. That's why we find that the words emanating from the mouth of the spiritual master, they become the singular point of meditation and execution for the devotee. That's how we sing in the morning. What? Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Kariya Aikya Arana Kariha Mane Asha. And we see Prabhupada did that, and Prabhupada's followers are also doing that. So the principles remain same. Principle doesn't change. Other things, the details may change. So Krishna gives such a great importance to the words of devotees, and Krishna becomes subservient to the desire of devotees. So if devotee is desire, Krishna arranges all other things so that the desire of devotee should be fulfilled. Prabhupada desired that let there be temple here, big palace. Krishna has to arrange, taking care of all the factors so that it will happen. Because Krishna can never, you know, put down the word of his devotees. So that's how he becomes conquered by the love of his devotees. And that's how we see, specifically in this pastime only, of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna, which we will be offering our lamps and glorifying Krishna for his being so sweet, being conquered by his devotees, glorifying the devotees who are so great that they can conquer the unconquerable. So that in the whole pastime of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna, that shloka comes. Swamatu snigdha svinnagatraya visraja kabarasrajaha drushtva parishramam Krishna krupayasita swabandhane. So that the whole pastime is there, that Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, not for a few minutes, because this pastime started in the early in the morning and it ended late afternoon. So the whole day Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna. It was not just a simple job, and Krishna was not getting bound. But then still she was working very hard. So then, as Bhagavatam here says, that svinnagatraya means she was very tired. So one of the acharya, he says that similarly, a sadhaka also, when he is performing Krishna consciousness, he also can become svinnagatraya, that he becomes like, he collapses practically doing all his endeavors, and sometimes the results are not coming very fast. Like here, even to just bind one knot, it took one whole full day. But then whenever we are doing this endeavors towards, you know, Krishna, Krishna becomes pleased with that endeavors. Although they are like here, Mother Yashoda was feeling fatigued, feeling very tired, feeling all this, you know, emotions. Similarly, a devotee can also go through these emotions as when he is trying to serve Krishna. It is not that everything is very rosy and everything is very nice. No. When we are serving Krishna, it's a hard endeavor. But then we see that here we find that Krupaya Asit Swabandhane, that Krishna was bound. Swabandhane means he willingly accepted the bondage. So in our life also, we will achieve Krishna not by our endeavor. We will achieve Krishna by his being pleased with our endeavors. So when Krishna is pleased, he becomes easily bound. Then there is no need of any more endeavors. And that's how we see the kind of preaching Prabhupada did was not what endeavor he put, that was before going to America. After America, Krishna took the charge. And then what was happening was just a miracle only. So we see that it's our part that we do endeavors. And Krishna is known as Yogeshwar. Let him do the miracle after getting pleased by our endeavors. So devotees, they are fully ready for this endeavors, even if it takes time, even if it go through fatigue. And that's how they are able to do this, because their mind is absorbed in Krishna's thought. So with this verse we'll stop. This is Billu Mangal Thakur writes, Vikretu kamam kila gopakanya murari padarpita chitta vrittihi dadyodikam mohavashadavochat govinda damodara madhaveti. So here the description is given of gopis, how their mind was so absorbed in thoughts of Krishna that all the time they were thinking of Krishna only, nothing else. Even if he says vikretu kamam khila gopakanya, that even the gopis, they were going with milk, curd, you know, different items of milk. Mostly paneer doesn't come in Krishna book. That is recent. So all these milk items they were taking and then they were going. And generally you'll find that when they go there, they call milk, milk, curd, curd, or the fruits wala, they chant the names of fruits. No. But here we find that Vikretu kamam akhila gopakanya murari padar pita chitta vritti. Their chitta vritti, their consciousness was fixed in murari, Krishna. Dadhyodakam mohavashat avochat. Although they were carrying milk and curd and things like that, instead of telling that, please take milk, please take curd, they were chanting Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So they were just chanting Krishna's name only. So they were into, not in the present, whatever they are, their thoughts are with Krishna. So in that absorbed consciousness for Krishna, then devotees can go through any difficulties. Devotees can serve Krishna in any way. So we'll end here. Today we have this prayer only to Mother Yashoda and Damodar, that we become little more serious, little more sincere in this month by not wasting our time fully engaging ourselves in Krishna's service so that we can take the full benefit of this Damodar month. Mercy is available fully. It depends how much we can take. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.